What was the song that said something Colo Jesus or something? Something Colo Jesus or something, something. What was the song?
Colo Jesus Kumama. Colo Jesus Kumama.
Kumama. Colo Jesus Kumama. Yahweh Nanga Kumama. Colo Jesus Kumama. Mama, oh yes, mama, yeah, mama,
Yeah.
Oh!
Hallelujah. So whether there is sun or no sun, praise the Lord. Amen. You know, Jesus was in the desert with them. If you go to Israel, the place is a desert. You know, they took us to the hillside where Jesus was teaching them. There were no trees.
Sorry.
They took us, when we went to Israel, they took us to the hillside when Jesus was preaching, where he preached. It was open.
C'était ouvert. No.
Nous avons amené sur la colline.
Sur la colline.
Quand lui, il a visité Israël, on lui a fait visiter l'endroit où Jésus a enseigné. Sur la colline.
Amen. So, Jesus is here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whether it is hot or cold, praise the Lord. It is a blessing to stay under the sun and praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It is an offering to God. Amen. So we are going to continue with our Bible study. It is a Bible study. So I want you to get a pen and writing so that you can go and check it yourself. Amen. We believe that in the future, one of you will be teaching this. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll be teaching it. And then we will be learning from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, in the morning, Jesus, sit down. Sit down, I hear the word of God. No more food. Food over. So in the morning, the Spirit of God took the meeting in a direction. Because there was somebody who needed it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I believe that this afternoon we will go a little bit further. Amen. Remember, we started by telling you that there are three tabernacles. And a tabernacle is a house. It's a house of God. La maison de Dieu. Maison de Dieu. Good. So, God's house. And the Bible says that you are that God's house. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know how big God is? Yesterday, our brother was telling us when you are in the aeroplane, very, very high. When you are looking at the houses, they look very small. And you can't even see any human being on walking on the road.
You cannot?
You can't see any human being. Because you are too small. For those who are in the aeroplane to see. Do you know how far God is? Hallelujah. And then God remembers you. You are like smaller than an ant. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, what is man? That God should say that I am his dwelling place. Amen. It is a glorious thing for us to an inheritance we have with God. And you know, God knows that it will be difficult for you to understand. And that's why he says he will use praise the Lord. Oh, you stay there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's why God used this picture to show us. So that when you see it, it will be easier for you to understand what God has in mind. So the first picture he showed us is this tabernacle of Moses. So that's why we are studying it. But the brother knows that I have been teaching it for many, many years. And Sister Biri knows also. Each time we teach it, we learn something new. Amen. There is no time you look at it that it's you don't learn anything new. Even me, as I'm looking at it now, I'm learning something new. Amen. So don't say, oh, I know about it, so nothing to learn. So take it down and then go home and look at it. And then from that picture, God brought another tabernacle called David. And in that tabernacle, the only thing you find there is just this ark. It was open. Immediately you come in from here, the only thing you see is the ark. And the ark speaks of the presence of God. Amen. Now, the Bible said that David was trying to bring back the ark of God to the house of God. Remember, the Philistines had captured the ark. And they brought back the ark when God judged them. And for many years, Saul didn't bother about the ark. He was only interested in being king and enjoying the honor of being a king. But because David's heart was after God, when he became king, the first thing he did was to go and bring back the ark. No wonder God said that the heart of David's heart was after God. You know, there are many of us who are not interested in the presence of God. We just want ceremony. We come and sing and dance and go. But David wanted the presence of God. Amen. So when he wanted to bring back the ark, he began to use the method of the Philistines. The Philistines, they put the ark on a moto, something like a moto, a cart. And as we are bringing back the ark, the Bible said that the oxen that was carrying the ark began, stumbled and wanted to fall. And the sons of the priest, Uzzah and Ahio, wanted to hold the ark. It was as though the ark wanted to fall, so they wanted to steady the ark. The ark began to stumble. The ark.
Yes.
Because the oxen began to stumble. So they wanted to help God by preventing the thing. God said, "I don't need their help." God said, "I don't need their help." And they died right there on the spot. David left the ark there.
David
ran home. He said, "God, I'm a dead man. What do I do? What should I do?" God said, "When you bring the ark, you must carry it on the shoulder." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Men must submit themselves to God. So if you want the presence of God in your life, what you need is not a machine to bring the presence of God back. They tell you 7 keys to power. 7 keys to miracle. The principles of the kingdom. The principle of killing your enemy. The principle of possessing your possessions.
par principe, il y a qu'au posséder possession.
You pray by 12 o'clock in the midnight.
You open Psalm 24.
Psalm 24.
Le fongoli, psalm.
And you recite it 20 times.
Yo bandi ko tanga yango 20 fois.
And some of us here will go there to
get.
Some of us here, because we want to help God, we'll go to do night vigil with them. It is God that allowed the ox to stumble. Because God knows that the method was wrong. Why we have problem is that our ways are not right with God. Instead of carrying the ark on our shoulder, we want a method to carry the ark. We want a quick way to bring back the ark quickly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no quick method. You must bring your shoulder and submit to God. You must submit to God. Hallelujah. He says, I am a man of authority. I say to one, go, and he goes. I say to the other one, stay, and he stays. Hallelujah. He says, Jesus, just speak the word. And it will be done. Jesus said he had not seen so great faith in Israel. Because that man knew the principle of authority. If you want the presence of God, you bow down your shoulder. You submit your life to God. If you submit to God, you will have authority with God. Hallelujah. If you submit to God, then you have authority. So the answer is not in going to do night vision. You sneak away and go to attend night vigil in Eglise de Dieu de Ngaliema. Then your brethren don't know, but you are there doing night vigil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the method of Saul. Hallelujah. And God is allowing the church is shaking. And God is saying, go back and seek my face. So David went and sought God's face. God told him, just make a tent. Your body is that tent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many people know that their body is a tent? Your body is just a covering. So just make a tent and carry the ark and put them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that when you come into the tabernacle, this one is not there.
Sorry?
This covering is not there. This veil is not there. All these ones are not there. Immediately you come in, you see the presence of God. And God will say something to David. I want you to have a relationship with me. I want to be close to you. Many of us feel God is so far away. God is listening. He said, I want to dwell in you. I want to walk with you. I want to talk with you. I want to just make myself at home in you. That what it means that he wants to make his dwelling in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He doesn't want to be a stranger in you. When he wants to come, he wants to be at home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's what he was saying, David. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was a prophecy of what will happen in the later time. Hallelujah. Now, after that, we saw that the son of David, Solomon, built a temple. Isn't
it
so? Solomon built a temple. After David, isn't it so? And it was a very big temple. That temple was based after the first one, Tabernacle of Moses. It was so big, so beautiful. People were coming from every part of the world to look at it. And then God said, look, this temple, I'm going to destroy it. Because the people of God, they strayed away from God. Because of that temple. And that is a principle you must understand. God is not interested in a movement. God is not interested in a church. Say, my church is Anglican church. Or Protestant. Or Catholic. God is not interested in all those things. God is looking for heart. If the heart of people there open up, he will come to them. If you now say, our church. God said, I am not interested in church. God is not interested in the church here. God is looking at hearts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you open your heart, he will come. If you close your heart, he will just go out the next door and go somewhere else. So we're not building another church here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a gathering of people so that we can open our hearts to God. So that's why it is not a church for you to join. You have joined the church. You don't join the church. You are the church. Do you understand that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the church. Hallelujah. You only come together with other believers to worship God. And that temple was destroyed. Because the people of God, they strayed away from God. And that is what is happening to the church of today. The so-called prosperity church. The so-called miracle church. The so-called pastor. The so-called bishop. All those big men who are milking the people of God. You know, milk is good. Milk.
Yes.
The sheep of God.
That are milking the people of God.
They feed on the milk. They sell it for money. You know, there's money in church business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can go and hire a pastor to preach for you.
To hire?
Yeah. You hire a pastor. You advertise, I want a pastor. They go to the...
They
go to the bank and take a loan. Or go to a rich man and take a loan. So look, after 6 months, I will pay you back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you come to the church,
so in the Église,
is miracle.
Is that miracle?
Yeah, miracle.
Miracle.
Uh-huh. 1,000 CFA for miracle. If you want a visa to Japan, you bring 10,000 SCFA. We pray for you. God will bless you.
Ceux qui osent la poste à visa à Japon, maman 10,000 to me to pay ça 10,000 francs CFA.
How many people want to go to America? Oh yeah, stand up.
Baba, you back in America. What tell them?
Bring a good offering.
Baba, my friend, dear madam.
You give it. I'll pray for you. You go to America.
On peut si angona. On bande la poste au Canada Amérique.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the church today. Bonanza. Bonanza Church.
Bonanza, who is Bonanza? Abi, Ezek, you want to visit Alelo?
Hallelujah.
I mean, if he's on Bonanza, man, Bonanza, you know, Bonanza is the man.
Bonanza means, I don't know how to describe it. Bonanza means a place where you go to make gain.
Bonanza is that a sika or you can depuna, but also a fair Ghana.
Make profit. And some of you are wondering, why don't we do such things here? When you come and stay, they don't do it. Say this before. I want miracle. And he go out.
Come York, we are. We are our Bazolo, we are going to find a Tabato, one of the Miratia, we'll be okay.
Hallelujah. God has finished with that order.
Zambe asilisaki order.
Amen. That is the order of Saul.
What is that key order of Saul?
Saul was just one man. He was very tall.
He
was very huge. He was a very, very, very dominant person. Amen. And that is what you have in the church today. You have champions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have champions. The champion of Limite. The champion of Ngaliema. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is looking for sheep. He said, my sheep hear my voice. He didn't say, my champions hear my voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to be God's sheep. I
say,
seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all other things will be running after you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
None of my classmates is doing better than me.
Your class?
All my classmates, none of them is doing better than me.
Promotion.
Amen. They are struggling. Me, I'm not struggling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just follow God. And God will bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessing is a very small thing. Hallelujah. If you see God, he will bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today, we just want to go a little bit further. And you know, look more on this tabernacle. Because that tabernacle shows us about, this is the final tabernacle, that's the tabernacle of man.
Because
originally, Adam, God wanted Adam to be his tabernacle.
So,
since Adam fell, God wants to bring us back. And he wants to take us beyond where Adam was.
Amen.
Amen. So that is the resurrection that we talked about. So when we come to this tabernacle, there are seven steps. Or seven experiences. The first experience is that of being born again. The second one is the experience of consecration. We are coming to it. The third experience is the experience of the bread. Where we feed on Christ. The fourth experience is the experience of walking in the Spirit. The fifth experience is that of bringing a right offering to God. And then the sixth experience is the experience of the ark. And then the seventh experience is the experience when we are one with God. God said he will meet with us. God wants to be one with you. The Bible says, he that is joined unto God is one spirit. I want to tell you something. You are a spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are a spirit that lives on earth. That has ability to communicate with the natural surroundings.
Environnement naturel.
The Bible says that God is a spirit. And they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So God wants you to become a spiritual person. God wants you to be controlled by the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God made man, God has a design for man. The plan of God was that the Spirit of God will control man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But today, the Spirit of God is not controlling man. Man is controlling himself. So man is soulish. Man is soulish. How do you? Man is carnal. Hallelujah. Now that's a very important point, because if we don't explain, we can't go forward. So this is the soul of man, assuming a circle, that's the soul of man. We four other smaller circles. Now this is what you see in Ezekiel chapter
1.
And in Revelation 4 and 5.
Et puis dans Apocalypse 4 et 5.
There he says there were four living creatures. One had the face. One has the face of an eagle.
Moko azali na elongi ya aigle.
Which is something as the mind. Then another one has the face of a lion. Which is the same as your emotion. Another one has the face of an ox. Or the same thing as your will. And then the other one had the face of a man. So these are the four natures within you. The soul of man has four natures. Now many of us are not aware of it. But the devil knows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the devil knows and you don't know, you are in trouble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why God is bringing deliverance to you and to me. God, because God is teaching you the secret how to be an overcomer. Now this soul, the soul of man is like a vessel. This soul of man is a lower spirit. Psalm says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? You make him a little lower than the angel.
What is the
rapture?
Qui est l'homme?
Tu as créé l'homme un peu plus bas.
You make him lower than the angels.
Vivier lobi, moto azali na nikoyo sokipe na ye, otie na se, osapese molimo ya se koleka ataba angelo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, I see some people sleeping. You know, I'm an usher, so my job is to make sure nobody is sleeping. Please wake up all the people who are sleeping. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in a Bible study. We are in a war class. We are teaching ourselves how we can overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't worry, after some time we will sing another song that will shake up the place. Amen. Okay, so the soul of man was made a little lower than the angels. That is was a trap God set for the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God set a trap for the devil. But he didn't know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God purposely made man to be lower than the angels. Now, you have two natures in your soul. You have a spiritual part in your soul. Then you have a natural part also in your head. Because when the earth and the breath of God meet together, they brought forth your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand that? And it is because of that a spirit can dwell in you. God made it like that so that he, the father of spirits, can dwell in you. The soul of man is like a vessel. It's like a womb.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matrice. Yeah, matrice.
Matrice.
Matrice. The soul of man is like a womb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The spirit of man too is also like a vessel. And of course, the body of man is also like a vessel. So, because you are a vessel, you must be filled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God did this because He wants to fill you. God wants His spirit to fill your own spirit. God wants His spirit to fill your soul. And then God wants His spirit to also fill your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I don't know if you can see the mystery that God has made. Hallelujah. God created you to be a dwelling place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man can never be independent on his own. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God is not there, what do you think will happen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's like you bring this small boy and you send him out. So go and fight with Baraka. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what God did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God created Adam, I want you to watch the board. When God created
Adam,
there was something that happened. So this is the soul of Adam, then this is the spirit of Adam. This was the spirit that came from God. And then this was the body of Adam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this was the spirit that came from God. This was the earth that God took. When they where they met together, they formed your soul. And that is who you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that's not the end of the story. That's not the end of the story. The Spirit of God The Spirit of God was overshadowing the spirit of Adam. Let me ask you a question. Before Adam died, did he have a farm? Was Adam a professor? Was Adam a professor? Was he a lawyer? Was he a teacher? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Was he working? At the end of the month, you pay him salary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was he doing? Hallelujah. Amen. Adam didn't need to do anything. Because his life was coming from the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit of God was nourishing him, was ministering to him. The Bible said there was a river that was flowing in Eden. That river had broken into four parts to water the four aspects of his soul. When God restores you, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 22, do you know what it says?
It
says there is a river that is coming from the throne of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that river was pure and clear. And that river has the tree of life growing in the midst of it. Adam was supposed to eat the tree of life, isn't it so? But he failed, he couldn't eat it. Before he sinned. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The God is showing that at the end,
that man would have eaten of that tree of life. In fact, the Bible tells us that Jesus is that tree of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So the Spirit of God was nourishing Adam. Everything about Adam was being nourished by the Spirit. And of course, the Son was in the God. The Son was in the Holy. He was in the Holy Ghost.
What?
God, the Son, was in the Holy Ghost.
Zambe.
The Son was in the Holy Ghost. And the Father was in the Son. He said, "I in thee." And thou in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Father is in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Son. So when they baptize you in the name of Jesus, please don't go and rebaptize. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Whichever anyone you do is accepted. Because God is in the Father. The Son is in the Father. The Holy Ghost is in the Father. The three are one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the three are together in man. But when Adam sinned, the Spirit of God was cut off. Adam died. Now, the Bible defines what death is. So that when a man dies, he is separated from God. That is death. When a man is no longer receiving life from God, he is dead. When you are no longer responding to God, you are dead.
Is it not so?
You may be in the fellowship, but you are dead. Because the things of God don't excite you anymore. You rather want to go to stadium for Ndolombolo dance. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because you are dead. Even though you are in fellowship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So when the Spirit of God was separated from the Spirit of Adam, the Spirit of Adam died. He couldn't respond to God anymore. So what do you think happened? Just guess. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adam was empty.
Adam azalaki vide.
He was started walking around empty. Is that so?
Akomaki kotambola vide, n'est-ce pas?
Somebody say thank you very much.
Mutumoka lobaki merci.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you very much. Say God, thank you very much.
Mutumoka lobawa merci Nzambe.
I will show you what I will do now.
Na kolasoni na osala.
The devil took over. Hallelujah.
Satan.
Because it was of a higher spiritual dimension than man. So the spirit of the devil took over man and began to make Adam act independently of God. I
as
time went on, Adam began to be independent of God.
Sorry.
As time went on, Adam began to be independent of God. His emotion began to act on his own. But in actual fact, it was the devil that was manipulating it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The will of man began to function on his own without referring to God. In fact, the mind of Adam began to turn against God. He began to rebel against God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this creation of God became a beast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And at the same time, it was being filled by spirits, unclean spirits. It was being turned from a creature of light to a creature of darkness.
ye créature ou les acquis colonga na lumière pe kokende na ténèbres.
The nature of Adam changed.
Nature ya Adam changea.
Adam began to desire darkness.
Adam a koma ki ko désirer ko se pela mingi na molile.
How do we know? How do we know? His first son killed his brother. Cain, his brother, killed. His son killed his brother.
Abel.
Hallelujah. So that shows you that the nature of man began to be evil. Hallelujah. Amen. That is very important for you to understand what God has in mind. Because when man died, his spirit was, you know, became inactive. His soul became, changed and became darkness. And then his body also began to decay. The body began to, because it was no longer receiving light, it began to break down. Adam was 900 and something years, is it not so?
Adam
before he died, is it not so?
Sorry,
it was over 900 years before he died. Adam. But today, the oldest man in the world is how many years? And we are celebrating it. That the oldest man is over 100 years and we are here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see the problem we are in. Adam was very easily 900 years. Here, if you manage to be 100 years, you're a big man. Hallelujah. That is the problem of sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to restore it. So, God has a program of restoring us. And that is why you are a Christian. It has nothing to do with, I don't have food, God gave me food.
Sorry.
Being a Christian has nothing to do with God. I have not eaten. Please give me food. I don't have a wife. Please, God, give me a wife. I don't have a job. Please, give me a job. It doesn't have anything to do with food. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whether you eat or drink, God has a purpose in mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to have sons. He wants to bring back man to where he was before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, that is why God brings you to the point of baptism. Many of us don't know what is baptism. It is an initiation. It is a ceremonial cleansing. It is a consecration. You are saying, God, I consecrate myself that you will restore me back to what you had in mind when you made man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what you mean by baptism. So after you are born again, your soul must progress to God. Remember, this soul has rebelled against God. Adam was part of a coup. Are you aware of that?
Part of
a coup.
A coup.
Coup d'état.
Coup d'état. I don't understand.
You must know it. Coup. Army. Throw away civilian and take over.
Coup d'état.
Coup d'état. Coup d'état. Don't worry. Don't be annoyed. Coup d'état. Adam was part of a coup d'état.
Adam was like Moko, and I kept a coup d'état.
Amen. How many of us know Adam was part of a coup d'état? The devil told him, come, let us rebel against God. You will be God. Me, well, I will be somewhere too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I agreed.
See, God, God knows that the day you eat, your eye will be open and you'll be as God. Hallelujah. That is the God. We, Adam rebelled against God. When he did that, rebellion entered into him. The spirit of rebellion entered into him. So, when you come to baptism, God is okay, no problem. You were a rebel. You know what is rebel? I'm sure everybody here knows who are the rebels. Hallelujah. God said, okay, you were a rebel before. So now you must swear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you will submit to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will swear that you are no longer a God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must swear, say, I will not, I am just man. You will be my Lord. I will serve you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So that is what baptism means. You are brought into death. All the independence that the soul has had, it is say, God, I submit it to you. I will no longer be a Lord. I will submit to you. That's what it means by water baptism. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why when you are born again, you must be baptized in water. It is a ceremonial thing. But it has a spiritual work. It is an outward experience. It is an outward experience. Physical water baptism. Because you have water baptism. That's the first one, water baptism. It is a man that baptizes you in water. And if you are in this room, you have not been baptized. Make sure you are baptized. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must be baptized in water. Because it is your declaration. Say, I submit to Christ. I dedicate myself to be like Christ. I dedicate myself to be a servant of God. To be the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Now, after that, there is baptism in the Holy Ghost. Remember, the person being baptized is the soul. The object of God's change is the soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, this communication is now renewed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are born again, the blood of Jesus brought the life of God into you. Because the life, the blood has a life of Christ. So when you receive the blood of Jesus. The blood of Christ comes into you and quickens you. It makes your spirit come alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the spirit must be energized. So that this soul here can also be energized. The real man is the soul. Hallelujah. So, at the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God comes into your spirit. Remember, your spirit is a vessel. So the Spirit of God comes and fills your spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible says the light shines in darkness. And the darkness cannot resist. Hallelujah. So the power of God comes. He says, shall receive power from on high. So that power of God is restored. So it's like you have the radio was disconnected. The power cord was disconnected. Or the battery was removed. You plug the cord back. Hallelujah. And the power flow starts flowing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the spirit of man is energized and filled. The Bible said the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. Some Bible use the word candle, but candle doesn't really reflect it very well. So Proverbs 20 verse 27 says, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. So if you are the lamp, it means that you can be made to burn, isn't it also? It means you can receive fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was it that happened on the day of Pentecost? How many people know what happened? They were like this with us, sweating in the upper room. They were sweating like us in the upper room. Hallelujah. They were praying. And something is going to happen today, I tell you. Amen. How many people are ready to receive a fire? Because there's a fire coming today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they were in the upper room. And the fire of God came. On every one of them, there was fire. Isn't that so? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know some people are afraid. Does it mean fire is not going to come and be burning us? Amen.
Amen.
It is true.
C'est vrai.
Oui.
Say we.
Yes. The fire of God is coming on you. Say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be afraid. The fire of God is coming. The fire of God is coming on you. I say, God, let the fire come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 It is a spiritual experience.
It's an experience spiritual.
If God pleases and He wants to make it physical, how does it concern you? If God wants to make it physical, that is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. When the spirit of God touches your spirit, you start burning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I want to burn. Hallelujah. When you start burning, do you know what happened? Every devil around you will run away. When you start praying, fire will start coming around from you. Do you know why I know? Jesus met one man. The man was cutting himself. Yeah, Jesus, I know who are you. Have you come here to destroy us? Jesus did not say anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fire. Fire was going forth from him. Say, have you come to torment us before time? Jesus had not done anything. Just came. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stop being afraid. Tell God to break the fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the fire come. All the demons in DRC will start running away from you. That's why they don't want you to pray. Because when you start praying, there is fire everywhere. If two of you start praying, there is more fire. If three start praying, more fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to wake up, brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you receive the Holy Ghost, fire comes. God quickens you. And you start burning. Hallelujah. You start dispelling darkness. You start judging darkness. God wants us to judge darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you see, the oil can dry out. Do you know the oil can dry? Some of us, the oil has dried. We were filled with the Holy Ghost before. It is true we received the Holy Ghost. But the river has stopped. It's just trickling. Hey. The river has stopped. Amen.
Amen.
So, because the river has stopped, we are dry. We are just grinding. This Christianity. C'est un difficult.
Difficile.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God wants to bring a fire today. You know, when the oil is there, the car moves. Hallelujah. It will be flowing. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's what happens with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The fire comes. But the purpose of the fire is for the soul. The soul also needs to be baptized. Hallelujah. The Spirit has received his own baptism. So there must also be oil in the soul. Hallelujah. So that is what the next experience is. The baptism of Christ. This is when the soul begins to receive oil. Hallelujah. Because there is an order of resurrection. God will come from the Spirit to be manifested on earth. Say, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come. And thy will be done on earth. As it is done in heaven. Hallelujah. So, the kingdom of God comes into your spirit. So, the Bible says you have received a deposit of the Spirit. A deposit.
Depot.
Of the Spirit.
Amen.
You want to buy a car? 100,000
francs.
I have only 10,000. You take 10,000, depot. And you take the car. You start driving all over in Galema. But you have not finished paying. Hallelujah. When God pays the deposit, God wants to possess your soul. So but he first of all pays the deposit in your spirit. He first of all takes over your spirit. Hallelujah. He fills your spirit. Because anything that happens to the spirit will affect the soul. Because the soul is the body of the spirit. Don't you understand? God said he will give every seed a body. That's a law. Somebody say, how are the dead raised from the dead? So people were asking Paul, tell us, how are the dead raised? Is it the same body that they use, you saw that you get? God said, I will tell you the secret. Every seed, God must give it a body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Every seed, God must give it a body. So, the Spirit of God that comes into you is a seed. It's a seed of Christ. God must give it a body. Hallelujah. So that means that life of Christ in your spirit begins to affect your body. God has designed it to affect your body. Sorry, your soul. Now, soul means our mind. It means our emotions. It means our will and our desires. Okay, this is desire. Okay, this is desires. Okay. So the plan of God is that the Spirit must go down and begin to affect the different parts of your soul. And that is the next experience. So when the Holy Ghost comes into your spirit, that Holy Ghost will now bring you into the realm of Christ. So that you will experience three things. It will bring you to the place of fellowship. Fellowship with Christ. It will bring you into the place of walking in the Spirit. And then it will bring you to the place where you can offer your soul as an offering to God. God wants one offering from you and from me. And that is the offering of our soul must be given to God. But before the soul can be offered to God, it must have a particular characteristic. Hallelujah. Because you say, after all, why can't I just offer my soul? No, ce n'est pas like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God must bring you and me to a particular nature and character. Now the truth is that the soul is the bride of Christ.
La vérité est que âme est allée moi à Christ.
Do you understand?
Amen.
Papi has married his wife.
Papi a bali moi na, eh?
Jesus is still waiting for his own wife.
Yes, was allée causer la gaga moi si.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Est-ce que vous comprenez?
Papi has married his own wife.
Papi a bali wa moi si.
Jesus is still waiting to marry his wife.
Yes, we pay.
Hallelujah. Who is the wife of Christ? This soul that was in coup d'état. The soul went and took part in coup d'état. So the soul must first of all be separated from the world. Must be cleansed from the darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the soul, the nature must change also.
Il faut que nature change.
This soul is used to feeding on darkness. So it must be brought into an experience where it begins to learn how to feed on Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the soul must go through some kind of schooling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is what the Holy Ghost does. Because the Holy Ghost is one that marries a wife. Don't you understand? Okay, you know the story, Genesis 24, isn't it? Also? Abraham is a type of our father, of God.
Abraham
had a son. Isaac, isn't it also?
Isaac, n'est-ce pas?
Isaac needed a wife.
Isaac a comment qui n'a poussé moi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaac a comment qui n'a poussé moi.
Is a type of Christ.
Azali, lolenge moko na Christ.
So Abraham called the servant.
Abraham a benga ki basali.
Who is the Holy Ghost?
I said,
go and get a wife for my son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Holy Ghost that was sent is sent to bring the soul as a bride to Christ. So baptism of the Holy Ghost is not to speak in tongues, even though it is an effect of it. Speaking in tongues is good, but that's not why you receive the Holy Ghost. You receive the Holy Ghost for one reason, one main reason. So that you can drive away the darkness within your soul. Hallelujah. That's why God gave you the Holy Ghost. So that with the power of that spirit, you can drive out the spirit. Okay, I'll give you the scripture. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 24. Galatians 5. Galatians 5:24. Let's read it.
24.
Hallelujah. Galatians 5, 24.
5, verse 24.
And then we will read Romans 8. Those two scriptures. They tell us why we receive the Holy Ghost.
Galates chapitre 5, verse 24, et Romains chapitre 8.
Okay, have you seen? Galatians, I think 5, 24.
Galates chapitre 5, verse 24.
Ceux qui sont à Jésus-Christ ont crucifié la chair avec ses passions et ses désirs.
Okay. So those that are Christ have crucified the flesh, the desires, the will, the emotion, the mind. Hallelujah. No man on his own can do that. It's not by power or by mind, but by my spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. The scripture in Romans 8:11-13 says, if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will do what? Will quicken your mortal body.
Na Romains chapitre 8 verset 11-13. Alobi soki molimo ya oyo asekwisa ki Yesu na bakufi ezali kati na yo, yango ekovivifie nzoto na yo oyo ezali mortel.
The problem I have been having,
problem nga nazalaki nango,
and I'm sure it's the problem you have,
et je crois que ezape problem oyo za nango,
is that this is not what they taught me when I became a Christian.
C'est que oyo ezali enseignement nga nazwaki te tango nakomaki chrétien.
So this is not what I do normally. This is not my purpose or my habit of being a Christian. And that's why many of us are defeated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This spirit that we have received, God gave it to us to drive out the devil from within our soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why you receive the Holy Ghost. So that you can drive out the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is true, man was made a little lower than the angel. But when we receive the Holy Ghost, they are not our mate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are no longer on the same level with them. We are higher. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you receive the Holy Ghost, you are higher than the devil. But many of us do not know. And we are still submitting to the devil after we are baptized in the Holy Ghost. The devil is still defeating us after we are baptized. Hallelujah. But God wants to put a stop to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we are receiving deliverance. So the Holy Ghost will bring us to these three experiences. We're not going to have time to get into it this evening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it's something that we need to explain very well. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, when we begin to eat his bread, and when we begin to walk in the spirit, the devil can no longer defeat us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. If any man eats of this bread of life, he will never die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you eat this bread, I will raise you up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then he spoke of the Spirit. The Bible said that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty. He said that when you shall turn to the Lord, that the veil will be broken and we will be changed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, as we behold him, we are changed from glory to glory. And we will begin to learn how to walk in the Spirit. Now, let me give you one scripture, then I will end. I perceive many people are tired. I just give you one scripture, then we'll close. Job chapter 28, verse 28. We'll read it, explain it, then we'll pray.
Job
28, verse 28.
Job chapitre 28, verset.
Job verse, chapter 28, 28.
Job chapitre 28, verset 28.
It tells us something about wisdom and understanding. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
28, 28,
you read. Puis il dit à l'homme, voici, la crainte du Seigneur, c'est la sagesse. S'éloigner du mal, c'est l'intelligence.
Okay. The Bible says that the understanding is to depart from iniquity. But that is the problem we have. We don't know how to depart from iniquity. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of God begins to walk in us, it will teach us. It will give us the ability. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To depart from evil. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the wise man sees the evil from far and hides himself. Hallelujah. But many of us, we don't see the evil. Because we are blind. Because we are simple-minded. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And because he said that the simple walk, that the wise man sees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and fall into evil. We are simple in heart. Simple in the sense of not being able to discern evil. Simple in the sense of not being able to discern the ways of the Lord. Not being able to discern when God is talking to us. Not able to discern when God is telling us to go one way or the other. And Eve was deceived, is it not so? Because she was simple minded. But it is going to be a thing of the past.
A thing?
It's going to be something in the past. Because God is now working in a people to make them wise. To fear God. And to on their own desire to depart from iniquity. Before the devil even wants to do anything, they already know and hide themselves. Okay, I'll give you one example and then we will close. The Bible says that Jesus discerned that the people had a plan. They wanted to make him a king, is it not so? They wanted to make him a king. And the Bible says he discerned their thoughts. And he walked in the mist and disappeared. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
If it is some of us. If it is me. Hey, I say hallelujah. You want to make me king? Oh, yeah, bring the chair. I am not the Lord Bishop. Hallelujah. He discerned their thoughts. And he passed and escaped. Hallelujah. If Jesus did it, then me, you can do it. Because it's the same spirit that was in him that is in you. Hallelujah. It's the same spirit. Hallelujah. And we have been resisting this spirit for a long time. He said, walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. So if you are fulfilling the desires of the flesh, it means you are not walking in the spirit. So we are going to pray. We are going to repent. The Bible says, quench not the spirit. Many of us, we have quenched the spirit. Many times the spirit of God is leading us in a way, we say, no. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the spirit of God will not always strive with man.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So can we stand and pray? I know you're a bit tired, but let's just pray. Just a few minutes to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just want you to just begin to talk to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Ask God to fill you again by His Spirit. Many of us, we are dry. Our lamp is running short. The light is very weak.
Lumière est allée penza faible.
Because there's no oil.
Parce que oui, les allées sous soutées.
Or the oil is very low.
Donc oui, les allées penza na sema kasi.
Hallelujah. Let's sing that song, Fill My Cup, Lord.
Toye mbanzembo oyo.
I lift it up to you. Hallelujah.
Tondi sa coupe na ngai na kabia mwe pai na yo.
Just take God, say Lord, I lift my soul up to you. Fill my cup. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost fall afresh on me. Holy Ghost fire fall afresh on me. Fill my heart with your oil. Hallelujah. Forgive me when I have resisted you. Forgive me when I have quenched the spirit. Bring about a change in me. That I will no longer love darkness. That I will no longer walk on my own. Teach me to submit to you. Teach me to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we lift up our souls. We ask you to fill our cup. We ask for a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. Say you will pour water upon every dry ground. That there be rivers in the wilderness. Streams in the desert. That there be a mighty river flowing in
you.
That out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. Why so to baptize us afresh? Fill us afresh. Let the Spirit come afresh and fill us and dwell in us. We submit our mind to you. We ask you to crucify the carnal mind, the mind of our country, the mind of our tribe, the mind of our family, the mind of self. We ask you to crucify. Hallelujah. We ask you to break the power of self. We ask you to fill us with the mind of Christ. Fill us with the desire for you. That our desire will be for you. That our affection will be set on the things above. We come to break every bondage over our desires. Every bondage over our emotions. Every bondage over our will. We come to receive deliverance over the spirits that have taking over the dimensions of our soul. These spirits of darkness that drive us to rebel against God, we reject you today. We resist you today. We cut you off today. We deny every link with you. Today we make a confession. Today we consecrate ourselves unto Christ. We say Christ is our Lord. He is the Lord over our mind. He is the Lord over our desires. He is the Lord over our emotions and our will. He is the Lord over our hearts. Our soul will be his dwelling place. We will be the dwelling place of Jehovah. We will be part of Zion, the city of the great king. Oh, we say, Lord, come and dwell within us. Come and make your dwelling. Break down every obstacle. We give you the authority to break down every idol and every altar that the devil has set up within us. Break down every work of the enemy. Hey, that you might find us a good resting place for yourself. We'll give you the authority. We'll say, you are the Lord. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is the power. Forever and ever. That you will reign without a rival in our life. That you will be the governor of Zion. That you will rule in our heavens and in our earth. That their will be done within us as it is done in heaven. That our soul will be an extension of your third heaven. That we will be part of your kingdom. That our lives will give you pleasure. You will look at our lives and you will receive pleasure. You will say of all, this is my son, in whom I am well pleased. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh,
Is there any water?
We thank you for every soul here, O God, that has repented, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word, O God, that has brought forth light into our souls. We thank you, Lord, for touching us, O God, this moment, O Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this visitation.
Papa, to commission pour la visite.
Oh yes, Lord, we know that it shall be permanent.
To be here, yo, aux alliés permanents.
That even as we go home.
Ata potan pour nous
en dapo. Oh yes, Lord, that we continue our fellowship with you.
To be here, to continue communion.
Hallelujah, Lord, that we will not leave your presence.
To kuka poti ka presence na yo.
Oh Lord, that we will love your presence.
To linga presence na yo.
That we will love you, O God.
Sipeke to linga yo.
That we will love you with all of our soul.
Etika te to linga na mote mana bi sote
ala bi somo. That we will love you with all of our strength.
To linga yo na makasi na bi somo
bimba. We thank you, Lord, for your love towards us. We thank you, God, for your mercy. Your loving kindness.
Lord,
your tender mercies, O God.
Miséricorde na yo.
We give you praise, O Lord.
To pesio massage.
We thank you, Father.
To commission pon.
Hallelujah, for restoring a broken world, O God.
To commission pon na ko yo ko restaurer la
nuit et vous connaître. The condition that the enemy has destroyed.
To commission pon na ko restaurer o mon la
belle sainte. We give you praise, O Lord.
To pesio massage joli.
We exalt your name.
To pesio to san joli kombo na yo.
Hallelujah, we give you all the glory.
To pesio pien bon yo so.
In Jesus' precious name.
Na kombo na Yesu Kristo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the Lord has been good to us. Amen. You know, you see, by the way, every day that we have is an opportunity. You know, and then we have an opportunity again today to repent, to look into our lives and to repent. You know, God is a good God. He knows the state of our heart. And you know, everything that he has been addressing our heart condition.
He's
not looking at the outward appearance. And so the word that we are hearing, your spirits. They are coming by the Spirit of God. You know, based on what is in our hearts. So it's an opportunity to repent. Hallelujah. We give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you see, God will take us deeper and deeper. You know, as we overcome one step, it takes us into another. The scripture says that they that overcome, you will give to them the hidden manna.
Hallelujah,
there is
an
hidden manna that is not visible to everyone, but only to them that will overcome. You know, today we've heard about the word of God. And as we overcome, you know what we have heard, we try to overcome.
You
will tell us more. We thank God for today, amen. We thank God for the word that
we've heard.
And now we have a responsibility.
You know,
I have a responsibility. The responsibility is to obey the word of God.
Responsibility a koto sa liloba na
Nzambe. And we can, it's a choice. It's a choice that we have to make.
Ezali choix te esengi to sala.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If there is something that you don't understand,
ce que ça ne l'ont pas comprendre été.
It is very important to ask.
Ils allaient très important en retour na bituna.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I mean, I don't know if we have time for questions.
Mais invitez ceux qui mitounez allaient.
Right. If you don't understand something,
ce que vous comprendre quelque chose c'est.
Right. I mean, listen. It won't be long.
Alright,
hallelujah.
Amen.
We can give 10 minutes to that.
So we will pay some 10 minutes.
That maybe there is something that has been told that you don't understand.
Tant que tu te rebelles, le comment quoi, ah ouais, comprendre et tes.
Don't just go away. The enemy will just steal it from you.
Yo, pour qu'il ne boite pas mon gouna pour y bailler nous.
Hallelujah. But if we understand, then the word of God will take deep root in our hearts.
Ce qui te comprendre, il nous va dans un des épouses à racine.
We will not forget. And then we will live by it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so if anyone has any question that we can... Any question? Okay, so I've explained everything about the tabernacle. But you have not talked about the colors. Maybe you would like to talk about the colors. I don't know if we have to talk about the colors tomorrow.
So tomorrow, demain, on va parler de...
Les couleurs. So come tomorrow to hear about the colors.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Any other question? Something that you don't understand?
Et là, comment vous comprenez?
Hallelujah. I think we want to go home.
Yes. Okay, so bring
your question to me.
Write
your question.
Write it down. And come tomorrow. Tomorrow, you see,
early.
One of the problems that we have with this one is that we did not come here early. Hallelujah, we came 1 hour late.
Le qui une heure de retard.
So the sun caught us. Hallelujah, so let's come early tomorrow.
Tu es allé présent à tout le monde.
We are trusting God to see exactly what we can do tomorrow for the sun.
Tu as confiance en Zambie.
If you have fun, if there's fun, standing fun.
Yes,
it will make it easier. Fun. I mean, like only about two or three.
Allonge.
Oui, nous avons les allonges.